السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء الكرام، respected brothers and our sisters listening over the receivers, as I mentioned last Saturday, the purpose of having this informal unscheduled majlis in the masjid is so that our sisters also, some of them who are desirous of listening to the program, may get the benefit of the program. Also, we have some of our visitors from the Transvaal, which is now called Gauteng. They will be leaving tomorrow, inshallah. So, if Allah Ta'ala puts some mazmoon in the mind, may be of benefit to me and for them also. They have a right over us that they come with some talab, so they should be given some time. This morning, I mentioned something which I wish to repeat, but of course I don't know in which direction the thoughts will go and what was really said this morning, except for the start. And that is that everything has some kind of effect on a person's life. We just cannot say that I will not be affected, or the environment is not going to have any kind of effect upon me. Whatever we see, whatever we listen to, whatever we read, whatever we think, it all has a direct connection with the heart. Whether we like it or not, there is a direct link and a direct connection. I mentioned this morning that our eyes are like the cameras. That we have our cell phone cameras. When we want to capture a picture, then we take it out, direct it at the object, focus it, and then click. Then we have the video cameras, that they are recording all the time. Different kinds of cameras. The eyes of the video camera is wide open. If it is switched on, then the eyes are wide open. And it is clicking all the time. As you move with the camera, it is taking the whole film. So like that, our eyes, whatever we are going to see, it is going to capture the picture in the heart. Whether it is a scene that is permissible to watch, or it is something that is haram. Whether it is the forest, whether it is the animals of the jungle, whether it is the waters of the ocean, the waves of the sea, or whether it is some building or some human being. And if somebody has got some kind of connection and friendship with some jinn, and he can bring him down in some human form, and he captures him, then that also will click onto the heart. For some mashayikh, some great awliya, they have been able to meet shaitan, because Shaitan came in some human form and they asked questions and Shaitan replied. There are many incidents like that. And there's nothing to doubt that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran Sharif. In Surah An-Nas, مِن شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. So jinnah and insan. So sometimes the shayateen are from the jinn and shaitan from the insan. And the insan also behaves like a shaitan. Of course, we're not going into that explanation. But what I'm saying is that sometimes in human form, shaitan appeared. And they were able to ask questions and shaitan responded. And from there they learned a lot of lessons of what are the tricks of shaitan. There are many incidents there. See, once shaitan was relaxing under the shade of a tree and one from the awliya met him. He said, "Who are you?" He said, "I'm Iblis." "And what are you doing here relaxing?" He said, "What is the need for me to work hard now? Because I have a lot of agents now. They do my work. From the insan now there's so much of agents he's got that he doesn't have to do much now." Once somebody saw him near a building. Allah Ta'ala gives them some time fresh to recognize that this is in human form. So asked him, "What's your problem? Why are you crying?" He says, "You see this building here, very tall building. I am the one that taught this person all the tricks of the trade. How to wheel and deal. And how to cheat and deceive. And how to trick and play all kinds of mischief. And accumulate the wealth. So I taught him all the tricks. Now when he accumulated the wealth, halal, haram, sab kuch andar, phir bhi hai masqalandar. Now when he got the money, he put up this huge tall skyscraper building. But right on top he writes, 'De haza min fadli rabbi.' This is with the fazal of my Rabb Allah. I taught him all the tricks and he attributes it to the fazal of Allah Ta'ala." So shaitan is like that. So whatever we see, whatever we listen to, whatever we speak, it's all being captured on the heart. The heart definitely takes effect. Now if a person says that, "My heart does not seem to take effect. Lots of things I do, lots of things I see and lots of things I listen to, that doesn't take effect." So that is totally wrong. It does take effect. We have heard of the effects of music, the background messages that are given on music. Even in films, there are lots of messages that are given. There have been recorded evidence of people saw some film and then they all ran out of the cinema spewing. After watching the film, they all ran out and everybody wants to spew. So what was that the effect of? And like that, there are so many letters I have got in my possession. Such kind of letters, we delete the names. But if somebody doesn't believe, then sometimes we have to show the person that there's evidence where the person watched a certain film and then what was the reaction. A girl watches a film and then she wants to commit incest with the father. A person watches a certain film and then he wants to kill his father and mother, wants to shoot them. A child watches certain films and wants to hang his mother. Child will say, "I'll hang you, I'll shoot you, I'll kill you." A girl watches a certain film, 12-year-old, and she wants to throttle her mother. So nobody can deny. It is just that shaitan has given us chloroform. Because of that chloroform, we can't understand anything. When the person is in this, given anesthetic, and is in that state, deep sleep, so at that time the surgeon I always say he chips and chops and slices and grates and minces and we don't know what he does. But the person doesn't feel any kind of pain. But after the person regains consciousness, then he says, terrible pain, can't sleep, can't turn right, can't turn left, can't move forward and can't move back, can't move backwards, can't walk. All those things happen when you come to consciousness. So like that, when Shaitan gives his chloroform, when he gives the anesthetic, then he puts us off to sleep. Then the person engages in sins, and the effect of that sin, he says, he is not feeling. The person doesn't seem to feel the effect of it. In fact, he enjoys it. The person enjoys it, just like how that person who has been given sleeping tablet, after the person has been operated upon. Now when he's given the sleeping tablet, so the person enjoys that sleep. Deep sleep he enjoys. He doesn't want to get up. And when he gets up, he says, give me another one. And as soon as the effects of that wears out, he wants another one. It is something that then sometimes hooks him onto drugs because of the effect. The deep sleep, you float in the skies, so therefore that person enjoys it. But we know that that is not reality, it is not haqiqat, it is just the surat of happiness. The real enjoyment is that the person is a healthy person, is a fit person, is eating well, is drinking well, is exercising, is jogging, is skipping, is running, is doing everything, and then he feels hungry, then again he eats, and then he feels sleepy, then he has a nice deep sleep. Then we'll say that is real haqiqat of sleep. The other one which is on tablets, it is causing a lot of damage. No doctor in the world will say you must stay on sleeping tablets lifelong. Will anybody say that? That you must take sleeping tablets all the time. So Shaitan, that is what he does. That something that should be making us restless and full of pain and grief and sorrow and regret and remorse, that, oh Allah, what have I done? Your ni'mats, your bounties, your gifts, and this is what I have done. How could I have been watching these porn sites? How could I have been engaging in adultery and fornication? It is your ihsan that you did not seize me, you did not destroy me, you didn't shake the ground beneath my feet, you didn't cause the wall to collapse over me. So that is what the person should have been saying. After disobeying Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but instead he says that I'm enjoying it. Doesn't seem to have effect on me. So what does that mean? That means the person has been given chloroform by Shaitan. Then when the eyes will open properly and really, that is at the time of mouth, then he will say that I wish Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala can give me a respite, give me a longer time, so that I can do good deeds. But it will be too late. Once the time of death has come, إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. Once the time of death comes, then there's no question of prolonging, there's no question of extension of visas. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bula le khuda nahi maloom. Aur isme tawsi bhi hai, ghair mumkin, aur miyad uski nahi maloom. How many times you heard this? Beautiful couplet of my Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bula le khuda nahi maloom. When Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala cancels that visa, nobody knows. At least there is some duration of time on the visas that people have in this country or any other country that you travel to. But the duration of time of the visa of life is totally unknown. And the extension of it is impossible. For miyad uski nahi maloom. رہ کے دنیا میں بشر کو نہیں زیبا غفلت رہ کے دنیا میں نہیں زیبا بشر کو غفلت. موت کا دھیان بھی لازم ہے کہ ہر آن رہے, رہ کے دنیا میں بشر کو نہیں زیبا غفلت. موت کا دھیان بھی لازم ہے کہ ہر آن رہے. جو بشر آیا ہے یہاں یہ کہتی ہے قضا, میں بھی پیچھے چلی آتی ہوں ذرا دھیان رہے. رہ کے دنیا میں نہیں زیبا بشر کو غفلت. If you are in this dunya, then it is not right, it is not appropriate that we should be in a state of negligence. Eat, drink, enjoy the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Make use of the great, great bounties of Allah Ta'ala. Make use of the means, because we are living in a world of means. Nobody says sit in the masjid whole day, read tasbih and read Quran Sharif. We are living in a world of means. We are living in society. We are not living in jungles. So we will have families, parents, wives, children, brothers, sisters, family members, friends, clients, customers. How many different people we have to relate to. So the only condition is, don't be ghafil. Don't be in ghaflat, in a state of negligence. Don't be caught unaware. Don't be taken by surprise, as we say. When a person is in the ring and he's fighting, this is a boxing match or a wrestling match, just a moment's ghaflat and the person can be flattened. Therefore, they are trained to be alert and sharp. In our childhood days, we used to watch wrestlers. They used to be alert and sharp. One wrong move the opposition does and they flatten it. So like that, all the time shaitan is just waiting. When does this person go into some kind of negligence, indifference, ghaflat? A little while and the person is taken for a ride. And he's thrown sometimes into the gutters of disgrace and shame and humiliation and embarrassment from which he can't raise his head after. In a state of ghaflat, all that happens. When the person just loses that concentration, doesn't mean that the person has to all the time be tasbih. But what it does mean is that whatever we are doing, we must be conscious of the fact that death and mouth can just come suddenly. And we mustn't be taken by surprise. We mustn't be knocked out flat. It must be in a state that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with us. If somebody is talking to his children, smiling, joking, laughing, and he dies, what's wrong with that? If his niyat was right, in fact he died in sawab. So that is all that is required. Death is not something that you read tasbih of. That much of remembrance is required that it forms a barrier, that the moment the person is tempted towards some sin, then he just thinks that what if death comes in this day, that's all. How simple, how easy, it's not taking away our enjoyment and pleasure. It is to give us true enjoyment and true pleasure. If the person is not in sin, he's got no fright, no fear, and especially people like us with white topis and white kurtas and white pajamas and white socks, how much more careful we must be. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala must give us tehzar. So what I was explaining is that shaitan just waits, when does this person become ghafil? So, رہ کے دنیا میں بشر کو, yes, that's what we are discussing. رہ کے دنیا میں بشر کو نہیں زیبا غفلت. موت کا دھیان بھی لازم ہے کہ ہر آن رہے. جو بشر آیا ہے یہاں یہ کہتی ہے قضا. Which ever human being came into this world, قضا, that means موت, says, میں بھی پیچھے چلی آتی ہوں ذرا دھیان رہے. Be careful. Be alert. remember that I am following you. It's like somebody is told that, look, there's a CID behind you. And this person is a suspect. The government treats him as a terrorist. But they are following his movements to trap him any time. So he's informed also that watch out. Somebody tells him, watch out, you see that person behind you all the time, or that person pretending to be your friend, and he's very close to you, but he's a CID, he's from the intelligence. So now this person, every word of his, he will think twice what he speaks. Every move of his, he will be careful that he will not go to such places where he can be then photographed that he was meeting other terrorists. When he is sitting to eat or drink at some function, then there too he will be careful that he must not be sitting and eating with those people who are on that list. How careful the person is, just because he is told that the one next to you is from the intelligence. So when we are informed repeatedly by the Quran Sharif and the Hadith Sharif that Shaitan is just behind you, on your right, on your left, he's trying to tempt you this side, that side. He comes from the front, he comes from the right, he comes from the left, he comes from behind, from all sides he comes. There's only two sides that he doesn't come from. One is from the top and one is from the ground. So therefore he said either the protection is that either we raise our hands towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and ask for his protection from Shaitan. Before we go into sajda and we cry it out before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Those are the two ways of protection from shaitan, from the mischief of shaitan. Otherwise he will attack. So all that is required is that dhyan, like how that person who has now been informed, so his dhyan is there that I must not get trapped. Because he doesn't stay in a state of ghaflat.
जो गुजरी तेरी याद में जिंदगी है वही जिंदगी बस मेरी जिंदगी है जो गुजरी तेरी याद में जिंदगी है वही जिंदगी बस मेरी जिंदगी है जो गफलत में गुजरे वो क्या जिंदगी है वो जीना नहीं बल्कि शर्मिंदगी है जो गुजरी तेरी याद में जिंदगी है वही जिंदगी बस मेरी जिंदगी है गफलत में गुजरे वो क्या जिंदगी है वो जीना नहीं बल्कि शर्मिंदगी है
माय बिलव्ड अल्लाह व्हिचएवर मोमेंट्स ऑफ माय लाइफ आई स्पेंट इन योर रिमेंबरेंस Whichever moments of my life were spent in your zikr, in tilawat of the Quran Sharif, in ibadat, in hajj and umrah, in charities, in caring for the poor, the needy, the destitute, the orphans and the widows, in service to mankind, in fulfilling the rights of my parents, wives, children. Now all those moments, if they were done with ikhlas, then that is zindagi, that is life. And all those moments that were spent in negligence, wo kya zindagi hai? Wo jeena nahi balki sharmindagi hai. It is not life, it is. It's going to be a cause of deep regret and shame. Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, whole night at the Kaabatullah Sharif.
Ey khudai bandara ruswa makun. गर्भदम मन सिर मन पैदा मकुन ए खुदा ई बंदारा रुस्वा मकुन गर्भदम मन सिर मन पैदा मकुन
ओ अल्लाह डोंट कॉज एनी काइंड ऑफ एम्बैरेसमेंट एंड डिस्ग्रेस टू कम अपॉन दिस बंदा ऑफ योर्स I know that I have committed a lot of sins and have engaged in a lot of evil, but don't cause my sins to be exposed. Our great pious Waliullah is saying. Brother Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah is crying the whole night. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, forgive me. But if for some reason, for some sin of mine, you have to punish me, then raise me up blind. What he was getting at is that so that I may not see the my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feeling embarrassed because of my sin. These were great awliya-i-kiram. Yes. How am I going to see my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When sins are exposed, this person was doing this person was doing that. And yet Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi, we know that of what caliber waliullah he was. There was no question of sinning. But for them, even that little thing that they may, which is not a sin, but in their sight, because of the azmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they feel that we haven't done justice. So their thought of not having done justice to some ibadat or tilawat, or that too they consider some kind of sin. So what about us who actually commit sins? And yet we are quite happy, quite content. There is a majlis of islah, so therefore the same things are repeated. The same medication is given over and over. The same drips which have benefited are given and prescribed again for recovery from some sickness and diseases. Drips, because they are drop by drop by drop. We don't know which drop will crack the rock. Water keeps on falling, dripping, dripping, dripping. Even the stone after that cracks. So, jo ghaflat mein guzri, wo kya zindagi hai, wo jeena nahi, balki sharmindagi. So, we go back to the start. That everything that we see has an effect on the heart. So sometimes it is because of that chloroform of shaitan. And sometimes, with Allah Ta'ala's fazal and tawfiq, it hasn't taken root. Like if a person plants a seed now, and tomorrow he says, where's the tree? You were saying that if you plant this mango seed, you get a big tree and then you get mangoes. Where's the mango tree? The next day he starts asking, so will anybody see a mango tree tomorrow? But give it some time, and after that, the germinate, the stem will come out. After some time, you'll get a trunk of a tree there. You'll get branches, you'll get leaves, you'll get mangoes. The same with conception. It has taken place, but now the person says, show me the baby. How are you going to show the baby? Say, leave it for some time, and then you'll see after 9 months, one baby will come. So something is happening, although we cannot see. In the same way, this seed is already planted of mischief and of fitna and of sin through what we have seen, what we have heard. So either it will be good things, seed of a good tree, or seed of a cactus plant. Allah Ta'ala knows what we have put into our hearts. But if we are talking about sins or watching all haram, so it has taken effect. But then what happens is that sometimes the person, before the tree can grow, he ploughs the land. Now because of his ploughing of the land, finished, there's no seed left there. The seed was thrown out. Or as the stem was coming out from the ground, he plucked it out. Or the woman had an abortion. Now because of that abortion, there's nothing left now. So if I recall, that is what I had mentioned, that is like the tawbah and istighfar of the person and nadamat and shame of the person. That the seed of mischief and the seed of sins, before it could take root and show its true effects in the life of this person, the person shed tears of remorse and regret before Allah Ta'ala. And he didn't allow that the seed to germinate. He didn't allow that baby to fully form. He uprooted it long before it could fully form. So then inshallah this person is again saved. But the difficulty is this, that we then think that we will get this tawfiq of tawbah all the time. And that is not in our ikhtiyar and in our control. Because the person's life is not in his control. So how does he know that he will leave this world with tawbah? After every sin, if he says, then I'll make tawbah. I'll commit sin and make tawbah. So that is not the purpose of tawbah. What does he know where he's going to end up without having the opportunity of another tawbah? We should be very, very careful what we see, what we listen to, what we read. Everything has got some kind of impact on the heart. How many people it has had its effects, but it showed later in their lives. They kept on reading those novels and all the filth and everything else and kept on watching and watching. And after that it showed up in their lives. They even rejected Allah Ta'ala after that. Or they committed suicide. Or they get such kind of thoughts after that, which they cannot handle. So all this germinates. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all the himmat and the courage to throw out from our lives and from our homes all those things that cause such kind of corruption. Enjoy life in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In it there's happiness also, there's joke also, there's laughter also, there's cheer also, there's eating also, there's drinking also, there's marrying also. Everything is. Does it say anywhere in Sharia, in any kitab, that Islam means we just sit in the masjid all the time? We don't want to taste the sweetness of Iman. We don't want to get the real enjoyment. We don't want to get that sukoon in our hearts. We don't want to get that ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, which gives the person a feeling that he's a king in the world. If a person gets Allah Ta'ala's ma'rifat, and that ma'rifat brings tawakkul and yaqeen and muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because there's no muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala without the muhabbat of Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But if he brings those things, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes his heart like a magnet. He makes it like a magnet. The muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala in the heart of a person who is obedient to Allah Ta'ala and his Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allah Ta'ala makes those hearts magnets. But we don't have it. Allah Ta'ala must bless me also and bless you all also and everybody. Those waves of the ocean of the muhabbat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, they are such that I don't know what people always want to be in company, company, we need company. At that time the person desires that he must be left alone, doesn't need company. The kind of enjoyment that Allah Ta'ala has kept in them. Why do those mashayikh, they desire khalwat, solitude. We say we can't, we must be outside, outside all the time. Thing is that we haven't enjoyed what khalwat. And the khalwat and solitude must be ma'allah, ma'allah, because maybe the Allah Ta'ala. Must not be with shaitan, because when we go alone, so then we get caught up with shaitan and nafsani dandas, as we say. So then it's better for that person to stay in good company, rather stay in company. Stay with some righteous friends so that he at least feels shy and he doesn't do something that is haram. Because many things the person does out of fear of Allah Ta'ala, azab, some things he does out of muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, and something he does out of shyness from friends and people around him. So then for that person, at least that much is also a great ni'mat and bounty. But in reality, those people whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given His muhabbat, so in the waves of the ocean of muhabbat flow in those hearts, then we can sit for hours and hours without anybody around them. And even everybody around them too, they are with Allah ta'ala. Dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe. Sab ke saath rehke bhi wo sab se juda rahe. So this is what we must aim for. That wherever we are, we must get those waves.
Nahi khatam hoti hai mauje musalsal. Nahi khatam hoti hai mauje musalsal. Mere bahare gham ka kinara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. Samandar ka sahil पहाड़ों का दामन, समंदर का साहिल पहाड़ों का दामन, बजुज आह के कुछ हमारा नहीं है, सिवा तेरे कोई हमारा नहीं है, सिवा तेरे कोई हमारा नहीं है, सिवा तेरे कोई सहारा नहीं है, सिवा तेरे कोई हमारा नहीं है, सिवा तेरे कोई सहारा नहीं है, सिवा तेरे कोई हमारा नहीं है. जब भी दरबार खैरुल बशर जाएंगे, लेके टूटा हुआ दिल जिगर जाएंगे. जब भी दरबार खैरुल बशर जाएंगे, लेके टूटा हुआ दिल जिगर जाएंगे. रोज़े मुस्तफा पर बसद आरज़ू, रोज़े मुस्तफा पर बसद आरज़ू. तालिबे इल्तिफाते नजर जाएंगे, जब भी दरबार खैरुल बशर जाएंगे, लेके टूटा हुआ दिल जिगर जाएंगे. रोज़े मुस्तफा पर बसद आरज़ू, तालिबे इल्तिफाते नजर जाएंगे. शर्म से उठ सकेंगी निगाहें कहाँ, शर्म से उठ सकेंगी निगाहें कहाँ, हम नदामत के अश्कों से तर जाएंगे. शर्म से उठ सकेंगी निगाहें कहाँ, हम नदामत के अश्कों से तर जाएंगे. जब भी दरबार खैरुल बशर जाएंगे, लेके टूटा हुआ दिल जिगर जाएंगे.
We will take our broken heart then we'll go to the Rose Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will be desirous of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's tawajjuh. Where we will have the himmat and the courage to raise our gazes. Our eyes will be lowered because of the shame and nadamat that is in our hearts. That we have been ummatis of a kind that have disgraced Islam.
جب بھی دربار خیر البشر جائیں گے لے کے ٹوٹا ہوا دل جگر جائیں گے طالب علم روضہ مصطفیٰ پر بسد آرزو طالب التفات نظر جائیں گے شرم سے اٹھ سکیں گی نگاہیں کہاں شرم سے اٹھ سکیں گی نگاہیں کہاں ہم ندامت کے اشکوں سے تر جائیں گے جب بھی خیر البشر جب بھی دربار خیر البشر جائیں گے لے کے ٹوٹا ہوا دل جگر جائیں گے شان میں جس کی آیا ولو انہم شان میں جس کی آیا ولو انہم چھوڑ کے پھر اسے ہم کدھر جائیں گے شان میں جس کی آیا ولو انہم چھوڑ کے پھر اسے ہم کدھر جائیں گے زندگی ان کی اسوہ ہمارے لیے اب تو بس ہم اسی راہ پر جائیں گے شان میں جس کی آیا ولو انہم ظلموا انفسہم جاؤک فاستغفر اللہ واستغفر لهم الرسول لوجدوا الله توابا رحيما شان میں جس کی آیا ولو انہم چھوڑ کے پھر اسے ہم کدھر جائیں گے زندگی ان کی اسوہ ہمارے لیے اب تو بس ہم اسی راہ پر جائیں گے
نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام از اور رول ماڈل وے آر وی گوئنگ ٹو لیو نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام از وے اینڈ گو کین اینی بڈی اٹین سکسیس ود آؤٹ فالوئنگ دا پاتھ chalked out for us by Nabi Pāk sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ab to bas hum usi raah par jayenge. O Allah, now that you gave us the opportunity to be at the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi Pāk sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that now I have made up my mind, or we have made up our minds that we will follow that path. We will not go on the path of shaitan and nafs.
جو بھی راہ نبی پر ہوئے گامزن لاکھ بگڑے ہوں ایک دن سنور جائیں گے جو بھی راہ نبی پر ہوئے گامزن لاکھ بگڑے ہوئے ہوں ایک دن سنور جائیں گے ہم نے ان کی زبانی یہ مسردہ سنا اہل دل ہر جگہ ہم سفر جائیں گے ہم نے ان کی زبانی یہ مسردہ سنا اہل دل ہر جگہ ہم سفر جائیں گے
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جو بھی راہ نبی پر ہوئے گامزن no matter how far the person may have gone, no matter what kind of sins he may have engaged in, no matter what kind of dirty gutter lines he may have fallen in, but if he changes his direction and goes on to that path of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then someday he will be blessed with complete purification of his soul, with total reformation. He will be blessed with his ma'rifat and yaqeen and muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala and his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he will be blessed in the akhirat with Jannatul Firdaus. Condition is get on to the path. Don't delay.
رحمتوں کا خزینہ ہے پیارے نبی رحمتوں کا خزینہ ہے پیارے نبی ان کے زیر لوا ہم ٹھہر جائیں گے رحمتوں کا خزینہ ہے پیارے نبی ان کے زیر لوا ہم ٹھہر جائیں گے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
رحمتوں کا خزینہ ہے پیارے.
اے ولی ان کی رحمت سے ہے یہ یقین وہ شفاعت ہماری بھی کر جائیں گے.
ڈیزائرز آف دا شفاعت آف نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام. That's the takhallus of the person who has composed this Naz Sharif Wali. Wo shafaat hamari bhi kar jayenge. We have some kind of hope that if we make some changes in our life and we seek his shafaat, he will make shafaat for us. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make this majlis maqbool and your sitting maqbool. And the dua is maqbool. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ey Rabbi Kareem, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اے میرے پیارے اللہ، رحیم اللہ، کریم اللہ، most forgiving اللہ، most compassionate، most loving، most caring اللہ، most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Where do we go, my Allah? There is no other Sahara for us besides you. We have no support besides your support. Every moment of our life we are in need of your support, my Allah. Don't turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness from us. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Our life has been spent in nothing but negligence and ghafla. Rabbe Kareem, tonight we pledge, we will not return to those sins again. Give us the himmat and courage, my beloved Allah, to distance ourselves from nafs and shaitan. Who is there to protect us besides you? Who is there to guide us besides you? Who is there to accept sinful ones like us besides you, my Allah? If there had been any other Allah, you would have thrown us out. You would have rejected us. You would have destroyed us. But how loving you are, how generous you are, how kind you are, how forgiving you are, how tolerant you are. In spite of all our sins, you are still giving us so much to eat and drink and wear and travel. Ey Rabbe Kareem, forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness or night. Hey Rabbi Kareem, forgive the sins of our eyes, ears, tongue, hands, feet, heart, mind. Forgive us and forgive the ummah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, Nuzasik and Ailing, give them shifa. Whether they in our homes, in hospitals, in clinics, wherever they may be. Those who are weak, give them strength. Purify our hearts of malice, greed, pride and arrogance, envy and jealousy. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Bless us with complete shifa from all ages. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have children, make the children pious and righteous. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove the difficulties. Throughout the globe, my beloved Allah, remove the suffering of mankind, especially the ummah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi Kareem, which place in the world the ummah is not suffering? Especially in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Sudan, Somalia, Iraq. Ya Rabbi Kareem, wherever the ummah is suffering, remove the suffering and pain. Make us of those who are obedient to you. Bless us with your ma'rifat, with yaqeen in you, with tawakkul and trust in you. Bless us with the akhlaq of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اے رب کریم ہمیں اپنا بنا لے ہمارا بن جا ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے Don't let the angel of death visit us in any kind of haram action When the time of our departure comes take us to مدینہ طیبہ مدینہ طیبہ میں سلامتی ہے دین اور ایمان کے ساتھ سلامتی اعضاء کے ساتھ شہادت کی موت نصیب بقیم دفن نصیب فرما اپنی رضا والی موت نصیب فرما If it is not destined there wherever it may be let it be in a stay that you are pleased with us bless us with all the goodness Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us bless the ummat with that goodness And from all the mischief, corruption and fitna that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Except all the works of deen that are taking place. Sabli udawat ki mehnat qubool farma, honne wale ijtima qubool farma. Masajid, madaris, khanqahon ko qubool farma. گرچے پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ گرچے پر خطا ہے
पर कहां जाए तेरा बंदा, तेरे दर पर तेरा बंदा बहुम करम आया। दर्जे पुर खता है पर कहां जाए तेरा बंदा, तेरे दर पर रहमती का या अरहम अर्राहिम।